flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He hath risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is risen. The last to leave him as well. The women were first to witness the Easter news. The stone was moved that they might enter into the place where his body had been laid, and from which he awoke and ushered in the new age. They saw the garments left behind and heard the proclamation and the promise, "He is not here, he is risen. He is going before you. You will see him again, just as he told you." Not only had he told them that promise before, he had spoken through many prophets, telling how he was coming to make satisfaction. Here again, his word through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 10 through 12. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul, and be satisfied. By his knowledge, by my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. God's scripture tells you yet again a message of great comfort and joy. Satisfaction is now guaranteed. God the Father is satisfied with the sacrifice Jesus Christ offered for your sin. The resurrection of the Lord on this day guarantees that. And all of you here today have a great reason to be satisfied. You are satisfied because by faith you are justified. By grace alone, Christ has earned for you forgiveness, life, and salvation. He has restored to you the good graces of your heavenly Father, and it's all yours. By faith alone. Without the work of His Son, God the Father would never have been satisfied with you. God's demands on you would have remained unmet. His standard is only perfection, just as He told you in Leviticus. You shall be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. And again, just as He told you through the Gospel according to St. Matthew, you shall be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfection is too high a standard for you to ever achieve. So often you fail even to satisfy the expectations of people whose standards are far less than perfect. How often have you disappointed your boss by not getting the job done on time, or by not doing it right the first time, or maybe ever? How often have you failed your spouse and children by not spending enough time with them and not loving them wholeheartedly, forgetting promises that were made, not being there for them in their time of need, or not saying the words that truly were supposed to be said? How often have you let down a friend who is counting on you? If you so often disappoint others who do not even expect you to be perfect, think of how many more times and to what extent, to what greater degree you fail to satisfy God, whose standard is perfection. For your offenses against God's demand of perfection, you don't get to work a deal out with God. You don't even get to think what you deserve. It's the truth of God's word where He tells you to have been heard by the power of that same word, by the grace of God, be repenting and believing. Imperfection, which is sin in God's eyes, deserves punishment. For God is jealous, just, and holy, and He exacts His punishment, but not on you. And He poured it out on His only begotten Son, just as He told you. During the past 6 weeks, the midweek Lenten services have examined what God's suffering servant, Christ Jesus, has done for you. You are brought to ponder how Christ overcame your skepticism, powerfully making satisfaction for all humanity. He is the arm of the Lord, strong to save. Judged by outward appearances, though, the crucified Lord held no attraction. He took upon Himself the ugliness of your sin, that you might be gloriously clothed in His righteousness before God by faith in Him alone. Being mortals, you are characterized by sickness and disease. Christ Christ was familiar with sickness, being smitten and afflicted, pierced for your transgressions. The wounds in his body, now risen, promise you the restoration of bodily resurrection. Like sheep, you have gone astray. You are lost and vulnerable to the wolf. The good shepherd, however, became a sheep and laid down his life to bring you back into the fold of salvation. Countless are your sins of speech, especially against the second, fourth, and eighth commandments, which in turn only mean the breaking of the first commandment. Jesus, though, is the silent lamb led to the slaughter, keeping quiet when he could have easily spoken out. Through his suffering and dying in silence, he atoned for all of your sinful speaking. Travesties and miscarriages of justice are all around you. Christ, however, is the one who suffered the greatest injustice of all. Stricken for your transgressions, he was cut off from the land of the living. Through him, God has accomplished his own plan of justice, the plan of your justification. By grace alone, because of his merits for you alone, by faith in him alone. The sprinkling of the blood of sacrificed animals on the people in Old Testament times validated the old covenant, and the believing people were forgiven. On Holy Maundy Thursday, Christ instituted a new covenant in his own blood, his body and blood given and shed for you, are given you in the sacrament of the altar for the forgiveness of your sins. Christ indeed died with wicked men, but then his state of humiliation was over. The Father provided for his Son an honorable burial. By his temporary rest in the grave, Christ has sanctified Christian graves and made them temporary. The burial of every Christian is a rich burial, but the wealth of forgiveness and the treasured promise of bodily resurrection. This is what God has told you, has promised since the fall of mankind. This is what God is telling you now. For now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. And today you hear how Jesus Christ was the obedient servant in your place, who never failed to satisfy his heavenly Father. Through Jesus Christ, the Lord's desire was accomplished just as he told you. It is finished just as he told you. By the grace of God, be repenting by believing the gospel. On this Sunday of the Lord's resurrection, God reveals to the world that he is completely satisfied with the merits of his Son, and satisfied with each of you believers and baptized in his Son. God is satisfied because Christ has made satisfaction for you. Death no longer has a hold on him. Jesus shall see his offspring, just as he told you through the prophet Isaiah. What does this holy day mean to you? Is it just another holiday? A time to color eggs and teach the children mythical things? Are you going to compare unreal, made-up things with real things? is it one of the two holidays per year when, according to your own thinking, attendance all of a sudden matters? Is that what he told you? Does this holy day make a difference in your life during the rest of the year so that it would draw you back to frequently be a receiver of the gifts that Christ has to give? That's the intent. Does the resurrection of the Lord give you true, lasting satisfaction? The things in this life will not last. They will not give you lasting satisfaction. The guarantees run out. Do you know what it means to be justified in God's eyes? By the grace of God, you repent and believing. For that is what he told you. Just as he told you through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53, verse 12, you hear of God's faithful servant, for he tells you, therefore I will give to him his portion while he is among the many, and he will divide the spoil with the numerous. God has given Christ Jesus his reward for winning the victory over sin, death, the devil, hell. And the Lord shares his reward with the many. He divides his spoils with you through his holy word and holy sacraments delivered. He gives you forgiveness of your sins, his own perfect righteousness, new and eternal life, and yet another promise that your frail bodies will be raised incorruptible on the last day. These blessings and promises are given and received by faith each week in his divine service to you through his word and sacraments, just as he told you. Rejoice, O Christians. Rejoice, humbly satisfied with the salvation that Christ has merited for you on this most holiest of days. Your glory is through the cross of Christ crucified, through which you live and have your life now and in eternity. Rejoice in the Lord always, just as he told you through his word of truth.